Yes, the Here's voice is sometimes a giveaway.
Here's some clues. Started her career on Dance Moms.
Okay.
Named one of the most influential people in 2020.
Okay.
She was on Celebrity Big Brother last year.
Okay.
It's you. You are here right now.
Me.
It's JoJo Siwa, everybody.
JoJo Siwa.
Did you get it?
You know, I you stumped me with Celebrity Big Brother. I was like, I couldn't remember.
Who is that?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Abby Lee Miller, and then all of a sudden you said me, so I'll take it.
Does that feel like a fever dream?
It feels like
Big
6 years ago.
Does it?
I found out it was 4 months ago.
Is it only 4 months?
Isn't that crazy? And 4 months was the beginning. So like on the 7th, it was 4 months ago.
I've got so many questions. Let me just ask you this from the start.
Yeah, please.
Is it absolutely mad when you're in there?
You know, it's weird because it's, in a way, it's so calm because you're away from everything in your life, right? And your only job, essentially, is to just live, right? Mm. And, I mean, obviously, I'm very lucky. I had an incredible experience. Obviously, walked away with an incredible life companion. But, yeah, I think without that, it would have been a very different experience, for sure. But it's just, I guess when I was in there, I was like, I was so meant to be, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a nice way of looking at it.
Oh.
Let's talk music quick as well, because you're heading out on a UK tour. You're going to a lot of places: Glasgow, Manchester, Newcastle, London, Brighton, Birmingham, and Cardiff. I would say, just from watching afar, right, the promo for this could not have gone better already.
Oh, thank you.
Because we've played you on the UK's biggest chart here. You're on the Big Top 40 only a few weeks ago, aren't you?
Really?
Yeah, do you not remember? You posted about it, Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, Betty Davis Eyes, yeah. This was in the chart.
God.
Oh, God.
Does this make you cringe or what? Why are you taking your headphones off?
She took her headphones off.
Why?
For a second. No, I did see, honestly, I saw that Betty Davis was on the charts and I saw all the fans posting about it. But sometimes fans get excited. They get excited if I'm wearing Chris's slides. Like, they get excited over some very funny things sometimes. And so I asked Chris, I was like, babe, is this like a big thing? Like, what is this? And he was like, babe, this is massive. This is incredible. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
So why are the headphones off then?
You know, because the amount of people that I've had to hear make fun of that part of the song.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, people were going in on it.
Is it because of the Chris Hughes's eyes bit? Is it that?
That's the best part. No, people love that part.
I love that part.
No, people were going in saying I was too raspy. Oh, you're too raspy. Your voice is too raspy. And I'm like, okay.
All right, that'll always be something.
That's always the point.
Hey, look, next on the show, your cover of Betty Davis's eyes has actually inspired us.
Oh, boy.
We've got a ranking game.
Okay.
Which we're going to do next after Alex Warren and Ordinary on Capital Breakfast.
Oh,
stick around.
How are we?
So look, last time you were on this very show is with our boy Jordan North.
Yes.
And you did like a Dance Mum style ranking with Jordan.
Yes, I did.
So we're going to bring it back. Here's the board. Producer Luke's bringing it into shot.
Okay.
Inspired by your viral rendition of
She's got Betty Davis eyes.
You seem like the best person to rank celebrity eyes.
Now,
there's bottom tier, there's mid tier, there's top tier, and then there's number one eyes. So for each one, can you describe the eyes? Can you then rank the eyes and let us know who you think the eyes belong to as you go?
Okay. I want to say this is Sabrina Carpenter. I mean, gorgeous eye, whoever this is.
It is Sabrina Carpenter.
Is it? I'm just going to put her in the middle.
Sure.
Because now I have like a, I can go less than or I can go more than.
Right. All right, who have we got next? And where's it going?
This is absolutely obvious. This is Abby Lee Miller.
It is.
Abby Lee Miller. Honestly, I'm a little scared of her eyes, but I'm going to go.
Yeah, you've had to look into her eyes many times in good moods and bad.
Okay, am I going to get crucified for this? Why do I not know whose eye this is?
Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro's going down. Pedro's going down.
That's all right. Who's next?
I don't know who that is. Gorgeous eye, though. Honestly, it looks like an ocean.
That is Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Beautiful eyes.
Lovely eye.
Jesus.
Really open, though, isn't it? It's sort of glaring at you there.
Yeah, he is a little terrifying.
Who's next?
I would know this eye anywhere I saw it. Lady Gaga.
Yes, Gaga's eye.
Gorgeous.
Next.
Okay, this is...
Who is that? Look at the eye. Look at me.
Oh,
it's
my
eye. That's correct. It's Will Manning, the radio presenter.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an old picture. So that's going right at the top, obviously.
Yeah, honestly, just in case there is Chris Hughes in here.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, second tier. I'm very happy with second tier.
I have to reserve my top.
Okay. Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy, you're gorgeous, but you're going on the bottom.
Two more left. We've still got number one spot, and we've got one spot on the bottom.
Well, we don't have number one spot anymore.
Hey, there he is. Chris Hughes' eyes.
Could spot that beautiful eye from a mile away.
Look at him just saying, good morning.
Oh, I'm taking that with me.
Should we go through it then?
Yeah.
You've got Pedro Pascal, Chris Martin, Timothy Chalamet, Kim Kardashian, bottom, mid-tier, Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Lady Gaga, top tier, Abby Miller, and me, Will Manning. And number one, it's your boy. It's Chris Hughes. Of course it is.
Just gorgeous, isn't it?
Thank you so much for playing that.
Oh, thank you. And I'll take this on the go.
There you go. I know. I love how you're not joking about that either.
Oh, no, not at all.
Look, we're going to play a song, then we're back with you next, okay?
All right.
Let's get Shake It to the Max on Tuesday morning's Capital Breakfast. And we're back with JoJo next.
Shake It to the Max.
Hey, look, before you go, we were talking about this on the show yesterday as well. We're talking about power songs.
Okay.
Because I was sat next to this guy on the train and he was listening to the Succession theme tune on his way to a meeting. Just like to get in the zone. I was like, that is so inspiring.
I love it.
We've all got a song that sort of gets us in the mood.
Yes, we do.
Mine is... How could I make a man... From Mulan.
That's good. Yeah.
This just like really gets me pumped.
Yep.
I'm keen to know what yours is. What's your power song?
It's Everyday Bro by Jake Paul.
Everyday Bro by...
Jake Paul.
Okay, we did not have that one ready. That was like, that is a curveball.
I know, that came out of left field, but it really is like whenever I'm like, it's time to get pumped up. It's Everyday Bro with that Disney Channel flow.
I know it, but I just wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
How often are you listening to that in a week?
Two, three times a week.
That's wild.
Pump up the party a little bit.
That's wild. I thought you were going to go for this. Because you're such an Eminem fan and this is your favorite. Yeah, okay.
So won't there is, I actually do. This is my, if I'm in a long car ride.
Right.
I'm in some shady world.
Just rapping along.
Yep.
Remind everybody, when you're in the UK again, what the tour's called, where they can get tickets to see you live.
I'm in the UK now basically 50% of the time.
There you go.
I will be here, though, in October for my tour, Infinity Heart. I'm going to keep the concert fun, keep the concert light. It's going to be a good time. Kids music, adult music, all the above. I'm very excited. Thank you for supporting it, and I will see you there.
What a sell. What an absolute professional. JoJo, it's been
so
fun hanging out with you. Thanks for taking on our stupid games. JoJo, see you. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.